Chapter 13. Good News Travels Quickly. Warm sunshine shone down and filled the whole green world. The long, cold winter was forgotten in the beauty of this spring day. Under the great maple trees in front of the Cyrus Farnsworth home, overlooking Milan Lake, sat Elder Frederick Wheeler, William Farnsworth, and Captain Joseph Bates. They were talking earnestly about the Sabbath. Joseph Bates was a sea captain and a great Adventist leader. He had heard about this group of Adventists in Washington who were keeping the seventh day. Immediately he left his home in Massachusetts and came to see them. It was 10 o'clock at night when he found Elder Wheeler's home. He was so anxious to know why they were observing Sabbath instead of Sunday that he and Elder Wheeler talked until sunup the next morning. Then they drove to the Farnsworth home. All morning and maybe longer, they talked out under the maple trees. Captain Bates was so excited that he could hardly wait to return to his home and tell his friends. He knew now for a certainty that the Sabbath was right. Hurrying home from his trip, the sea captain met a friend who called out, "Hello, Brother Bates, what's the news?" "The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord our God," was the joyous reply. Very soon after this, Hiram Edson called a meeting of all the Adventists. He wanted to tell them about his vision in the cornfield and the new light God had given about the judgment. Captain Bates went to this meeting. These two men had never met before, and Mr. Edson asked the captain to say a few words to the people. Captain Bates was happy to talk to the people about the Sabbath. Eagerly they listened, especially Mr. Edson. He could hardly sit still. He was so excited. When Captain Bates was through, Hiram Edson jumped to his feet and exclaimed, "Brother Bates, that is light and truth. The seventh day is the Sabbath, and I am with you to keep it." It was in Massachusetts that Joseph Bates met Ellen Harmon. He told her, "The seventh day is the Bible Sabbath. I am keeping it." At first, Ellen did not think it was important to keep the seventh day. About this time, she and James White were married, and together they studied the paper Joseph Bates had written about the Sabbath. And finding that God had not changed the day he had blessed, they began keeping holy the seventh day of the week. About 7 months later, God gave Ellen White a vision in which she was shown the Ark of God in the heavenly sanctuary. Two beautiful angels stood, one at each end of the Ark, with their wings spread over it. The angels by Ellen's side told her that this represented all the angels in heaven looking reverently toward the law of God. She saw Jesus raise the cover of the Ark, and inside were the Ten Commandments, which God had written with his finger. The fourth commandment was in the center, and around it was a beautiful soft light. Ellen's angel told her that when God made the earth, he also made the Sabbath. If the true Sabbath had always been kept holy, everyone would believe in the true God. God's people were thankful for this vision. Quickly the Sabbath message spread among the Adventists.